roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. A regional trial court in Davao issues an arrest warrant against troubled televangelist Apolo Quiboloy for alleged sexual abuse. This was confirmed by Senator Rizzo Ontiveros, who cited Quiboloy in contempt for failing to attend a legislative probe into his alleged human trafficking and sex crimes. Quiboloy, who has maintained his innocence, has gone into hiding, but one of his legal counsel said he remains in the country. A former Supreme Court Associate Justice hits back at former Duterte spokesperson Harry Roque over his recent remarks on the maritime row between the Philippines and China. Antonio Carpio says anyone who echoes Beijing's lies is backing China. Roque earlier warned if the Philippines will continue with its hardline stance against China, it would eventually lose Ayungan Shoal. But Carpio argues the Philippines does not need the permission of China for its resupply missions to the BRP Sierra Madre. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources orders the suspension of all applications for environmental compliance certificates for projects within protected areas. This amid the controversy and uproar hounding resorts located within the iconic Chocolate Hills in Bohol. All pending and future ECC applications for projects within protected areas will now be submitted to the Environment Management Bureau's Central Office for final review and approval. And former Senate President and real estate mogul Manny Villan remains the richest person in the Philippines. He now has a net worth of $11 billion, or around 619 billion pesos. This is much higher than his $8.6 billion, or around 467 billion pesos net worth last year. In Forbes magazine's 38th annual ranking of the world's richest people, Villar climbed 22 notches to 190th place. Ports and casino magnate Enrique Razon is still the second richest person in the Philippines, with an estimated net worth of around 560 billion pesos. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and iwanttfc.tv.